Hurry! Hurry!
Leia's tone was urgent. Han, grim-faced, could not manage any more speed. The airspeeder was at its flat-out maximum, but he could shave off microseconds by taking chances. Veering right and left to avoid the thinning trees, he now came within centimeters of scraping off hull paint against tree bark. In the seat behind them, Dion made a strangled noise audible over the engine shriek. Han paid him no mind. The boy clearly needed some excitement in his life. This was it. They shot past the last of the trees onto rising, rocky ground and topped a low slope. Han's eye was drawn first to the huge Rancor standing atop a nearby hill, roaring down into the gap below.
Oh, Stang.
Leia shook her head.
The Rancors aren't the problem.
Rancors? Plural?
There are witches here.
Their angle of approach brought them in line with the opening into a rocky pass, and Han could suddenly see what Leia was talking about. Farther down the pass, Luke and Ben, the former in white garments, the latter in black, were leaping side to side at the bottom of the pass, dodging head-sized rocks swirling around them. The stones were a cyclone of blunt weapons that could easily crush their skulls. A Rancor with a rider stood at either end of the engagement zone, accompanied by three or four witches of Dathomir. The women gestured, clearly keeping the potentially lethal stones moving with their force spells. Han angled so their approach was straight toward the pass entrance. The combatants hadn't seen them yet. Perhaps the noise and confusion of the fight would keep them distracted for a few crucial seconds.
We're outmatched.
Why aren't Luke and Ben using their lightsabers?
Leia held hers at the ready, but unlit, her thumb on the ignition button. The witches and Rancors remained unaware of Han's speeder as he entered the pass. He killed forward thrust, slewed to port, and kicked the repulsors to full strength, skidding the speeder bottom first toward the nearest group of enemies. With any lesser pilot, the maneuver would have caused the speeder to slam nose first into the pass wall, killing everyone on board. Han couldn't see, but could feel as his bottom-mounted repulsors went from hammering at empty air to hammering at obstacles. There were shrieks as witches were abruptly propelled out of the way. The wrong angle deceleration pressed Han deep into his seat. Then they came to a sudden, spine-compressing stop. The engines kicked off. In the moment he had before gravity took over, Han decided that only a handful of pilots could have pulled off such a maneuver. Himself, Jaina, Luke, Wedge, Tycho. That was it. Leia and Dion leapt free. They went to starboard, which was almost straight up into the sky. Each leapt to a different side of the Rancor. Then the speeder fell leftward, sliding down the calves of the Rancor legs it had fetched up against, falling 2 or 3 meters, and crashed onto the rocky floor of the pass. Han's breath was jolted from him, but the instincts of a pilot finding himself in a crashed vehicle, get out, get clear, took over. Though dazed, he rolled out of and away from the speeder, coming to his feet, off balance and face to face with one of the witches, a redhead who perhaps looked angrier than any woman Han had seen, Leia excluded. Someone shot her. A stun bolt took her in the face and she fell out of sight. Who had done it? Oh, that's right. Han had. Now he saw the blaster pistol in his hand, saw the charge meter click down by one. Leia had insisted that he switch over to stun bolts. He so seldom did that. Farther up the pass, Luke and Ben were now moving in concert, gesturing to turn back the reduced wave of flying boulders. Ben launched himself through the air, a perfect flying sidekick, and took a dark-haired witch right in the solar plexus. The woman went down. Closer at hand, Leia, her lightsaber lit, and Dion, unarmed, leapt right and left, crossing each other as they did, striking at nearby witches. The closest Rancor turned, roared down at Han, and raised its club.
Oh, Stang.
Han crouched, gauged which way would be the best to leap. A blaster bolt. No, stun bolt, and bigger, more explosively powerful than any that came from one of Han's blasters, took the Rancor in the center of the chest. The sight sizzled and turned black. The Rancor, wounded but not impaired, staggered back from the impact and howled again, now looking far past Han. Han hazarded a look backward. In the distance, just topping the nearest rise, came Yuliri's cargo speeder. Beside her, on the front seat, half standing, his rifle braced on the windscreen, was Carrick. Shaw and Tarth held on for dear life in the back seat. Han looked up in time to see the Rancor bearing down on him, but it was charging the oncoming speeder. Han leapt out of the way. The Rancor's furious gait, he saw, was jarring the witch in its saddle, preventing her from aiming whatever spell she was weaving. As the Rancor passed, Han aimed a shot up along its back, hitting the witch at the base of her spine. Yuliri's speeder headed straight for the oncoming Rancor, then sideslipped left and abruptly gained altitude. The Rancor swung at it, but the beast club missed its bottom by meters. The speeder climbed the slope of the leftward hill toward the larger Rancor standing there. Carrick's second blaster bolt hit that Rancor, a forehead shot that staggered the beast. Then Yuliri's speeder topped the hill, slewing around in a smuggler's reverse that brought its relative speed to zero. Its left rear panel hit the stunned Rancor in the back of the head. A deliberate maneuver, no accident. The Rancor's arms flailed, and an almost comic expression of dismay crossed its face. Then it fell down the hill slope toward the pass below, carrying a landslide of rock and scrub with it. Farther down the pass, Luke gestured as if making an upward palm strike against the empty air. Meters away, the farthest Rancor stumbled backward and fell, landing full on its rider. Ben gestured to Leia, saying something Han couldn't hear. Fresh from having hammered a witch 1, 2, 3 with snap kicks to the midriff and leveling her, Leia switched off her lightsaber. She flicked it toward Ben, a toss that should have only carried a meter or two, but the weapon flew straight into his outstretched hand. Ben ignited it and placed the tip of the glowing blade mere centimeters from the throat of the woman he'd kicked. And that was the fight.